Take your holy book, turn to Haggai. Haggai chapter number 2. Haggai chapter number 2. Bible says in verse number 1, in the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joshadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Joshadak, the high priest, and be strong, O the people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I coveted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. In the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touches any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you consider from this day forward, from before the stone was laid upon the stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. One came to a press fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and all the labors of your hands, yet you turn not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now for this day and upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, even to the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and the riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, hath the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. I want to preach on this tonight, if God help me, for a few minutes, on these three thoughts. Being strong, being clean, and being encouraged. Amen? If we be strong, be clean, and encouraged, praise God, we can be a child of God, and God can be pleased with us. Amen? Praise God. So we see this here, and as Haggai is writing to them, and we see the things that's taken place. Now, they had done, had the commandment to build the temple of God, to build it back, and they had to start at the foundation to begin to build that temple. And as they begin to do it, they begin to be slothful in their dealings, they begin to be slothful in their actions, and they left off the work of building the temple of God. And God said, telling them now, if you'll build that, he said, I'll come and I'll fill it and we'll worship. And they get here, and God's telling them here to be strong. Amen. He's telling them to be strong. He's telling them, in verse number 4, he tells them this. He said, "Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua." So he's talking to the governor of the land. He's talking to the high priest of the land. And he said, "Now listen, you fellows need to be strong." Amen. You need to be strong for the people, and you need to be strong in the Lord. Hey, praise God. I believe they're probably living in a day like day. People was getting discouraged, and they was getting downhearted because of things that was going on, and things wasn't prospering the way they was, and they wasn't moving along like they thought they should be. But God Almighty has a way of getting our attention, help us realize that we can do nothing without Him, that we need Him. You need Him. I need Him. Our families need Him, praise God. And we need each other, and we need the church, and we need a stability in our lives, praise God, to press on for the glory of God. Amen. We need that stability in our lives, and we need that strength that comes from the Lord. Now, the times were hard. Amen. As we look at this, if you go back to chapter 1, you look at here, chapter 2, things was hard. They was trying to offer up offerings with what they had, but they didn't have much. But they was trying to give what they had to the Lord. And they was trying to get by with, they weren't doing the work of God like they should have been, but they thought as long as we keep, having a pretense of this and keep offering up something to Him, everything will be okay. But it wasn't okay because God wasn't satisfied with those sacrifices and those offerings that they was making. Because they was making it with the wrong attitude. They was making it with the attitude of sluthfulness. And God said, "I can't have part of that," praise God. And He said, "The reason is you're discouraged." He said, "What you've got to be," He said, "listen," He said, "Haggai," I said, "go and tell them that they need to be strong in the Lord." Amen, praise God. So they're in hard times. Things is tough all around. Amen. The people are dirt poor. They don't have a whole lot. Kind of way that we're getting in America. Ain't going to be long till we're going to all be dirt poor. Everybody has their way. Amen. We'll be looking for something new. Now, and all the leaders here are discouraged. So when you get people that are in hard times, you get people that are poor, that don't have much, and you get leaders that are discouraged, it don't leave a lot of opportunity for encouragement. Amen. But he said, listen, said, what you got to do, said, we've got to be strong in the Lord. And said, well, in order to be strong, in order to have that strong presence of God, he said, we need to get that temple built. We need to have that place of worship where we can come together. Amen. Praise God, in the glory of the Lord. He says, he asked the question, verse 3, he said, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? Now he's talking about that Solomon's temple. The temple that Solomon built, you know, the temple, the magnificent temple that Solomon built, that had how many tons of gold that was overlaid and all that magnificence in that temple. Of course, when they tore it down, they took all that with them. But he said, who is left here that saw that in all of its glory and all of its splendor? And said, how did you yet see it? How do you see it now? Amen. He said, okay, if you could see that temple then, said, how do you see this temple now that you're building? And I believe a lot of people was kind of discouraged. They was downtrodden, praise God, because what they had laid the foundation for, what they were trying to build. But you remember, they don't have nothing. Amen. Hard times is upon them, don't have nothing, but yet they're rising up to build. And they get so far along and they just get discouraged and they just quit. And if you'll read chapter 1, they get discouraged. They go to their house and they try to prepare their own house. They try to set it up and they try to get, and Haggai even convicts them in that, praise God. He said, listen, said, everything that you're doing, you're doing it for naught. He said, what we need to be doing is that we can to bring glory to God. So we got to get back on building, on the work of building this temple for the Lord. So there'll be a place for the presence of God. We need a place for the presence of God. Amen. If there's ever been a time that we need a place for the presence of God, it's right now, in the day and hour that we live. But he said, how do you see it now? He said, it's not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing. He said, I know what you're thinking. He said, you haven't got a whole lot to work with, but praise God. Listen, I'm God. Amen. He said, just get to work. Just do what best you can with what you have to work with. That's all we can do. That's all they could do. They were poor. They were hard time, praise God. They were discouraged. But praise God, God said, if you'll just take what you've got and just go to building, praise God, go to doing something for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Hey, what you've seen before, you said you hold it in comparison. That this is nothing. It's just a shack by the side of the road. But praise God, I tell you what tonight, youngins. God bless your sweetheart. I'd rather have a shack by the side of the road where God Almighty is in it to have a mansion on a hill. I'd rather have my house, praise God, over there on Dry Ridge. Praise God, than have the White House where it's empty and void of the things of God. I'd rather have a place where God Almighty is welcome, where He's reverenced and He's praised, and He marches through on purpose just because He can, and His presence is recognized, and His presence is realized, and His presence is real. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, it don't matter what you think it looks like or what it may seem to you. Amen. He says in verse number 4, He tells them to be strong. Zerubbabel, He says, be strong, saith the Lord. In Joshua, He says, to be strong, saith the Lord. He said, work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. He said, I made it. Verse 5, He said, I made a covenant with you, didn't I? God said, I'm a God of covenants. I won't break my word. He said, I made a covenant with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. He said, praise God, I made a covenant with you when you brought you up out of Egypt. He said, my spirit is still with you now, even where you're at today. Praise God. You ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Amen. I think a lot of times we're afraid of failure. We don't jump in there and do what we need to do or what needs to be done for the glory of God because we're afraid we might mess up. Old fellow said one time, I'd rather strike out for Jesus, knock a home run for the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise God, just go ahead and get in there and do the best we can with what we have to do with and let God get the glory. But God said, hey, listen, go ahead and restore that temple. Get that temple built. Amen. Praise God. And the people looked at it and they said, well, is it really worth it? I wonder today if a lot of people ain't looking around and looking at people and looking at the church and looking at our attitudes and say, well, you know, is it really worth it being a child of God? Is it really worth it going down there to the church house? Is it really worth it worshiping the Lord and trying to, get some help from God? Is it really worth it? Praise God. I won't say it's worth it. Amen. It's worth every minute that we put into it. Praise God. Because God says, if you'll be strong and just trust me and not be afraid, He said, I will minister to you. Amen. Because if we'll not just not be afraid, we can't be afraid of all this stuff that's happening around. We can't be afraid of ourselves. We can't be afraid of serving the Lord and marching on for God.
Amen.
We can't be afraid of it. Because God said, if you'll do that, I will minister to you. I'll minister to you. I'll take care of you, praise God. But yet, if we ain't very careful, we let the memories rob us, praise God, of victory in Christ. It'll rob us of opportunities that we have. We get to thinking about what it used to be. Amen. I remember, boy, what it used to be. Boy, that temple was magnificent, the gold and the overlay and the magnificence of it and the size of it. Oh, my goodness, and thousands could go in and worship the Lord at one time. And it was beautiful. It was magnificent. It was the prettiest thing you could see. It was the most beautiful thing in the kingdom. Amen. It was. You get to talking about all that it was. Now, those things that used to be. And if we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in the memories of what it used to be and we'll forget and we'll miss the opportunities that we have today.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I want to say we got more opportunities right now than we've ever had. There's more people. You say, well, how do you get that? There's more people out there lost than there ever has been. Amen. That almost two-thirds of this world profess no Christian relationship. No religion at all. Amen. To our sorrow. The fields are wide already to harvest, praise God. What are we waiting for? If we get caught up, the Lord's telling the Haggai here, said, don't get caught up in the past. Remember what it used to be. Praise God. He said, listen, Haggai, tell them people, ain't I still God? Ain't I still able, praise God, to reach down and lift you up? He said, just be strong and trust the Lord. Don't be afraid. Just put your faith and trust in the Lord. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what we're up against in the next few years. Amen. This thing is, it's just like a roller coaster. It's run off the rail. I don't know what we'll have to face the next few years. Praise God. We have to put our faith and trust in the Lord. We're going to have to trust Him, praise God, to be with us and lead and guide and help us and give us that, praise God, that He's promised He'd do. He said, I'm just like them, just like the people of Haggai's day. He said, I will minister. Just don't be afraid. I will minister to you. I'll take care of you. He said, don't get caught up in what used to be, praise God. Get caught up in what might be down the road. Amen. Think about this. I thought about this morning. Can you imagine all the people in our families, in your family, my family, that's lost without God? Those that are deceived, amen, they think they're okay, but they've never truly been born again. Have no desire for God or godliness. Have no desire to walk with the Lord, no desire to get closer to Him daily. They have no desire for Him at all. But He desires them. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we get to thinking about the things that used to be, and we forget about the things that's in the here and now. That these folks need to be saved. They need to have a right relationship with Christ. If they don't get saved, they're going to die and go to hell. Yes. And you know what? Just almost as equally bad as we would be to be left behind when the church is called out of here. To go through that awful time of tribulation that's coming on this world. I wouldn't want that on my worst enemy. Praise God, I want everybody that I love and care for to go with me to be with the Lord. Amen. Whether it be by the grave or whether it be in the rapture, praise God, I want everybody to go with me. I want everybody to be there. Amen. If one soul's missing, it'll be one too many. Amen. And God says, if you'll help me, if you'll just be strong, if you'll just get back in there and do the work and get the building, He said, I pray God, not be afraid, He said, I'll take care of it. So Lord, basically saying, I'll make it happen. I'll draw people to it. Praise God, that this thing will be built. And He said, I'll draw people to it. I like this where He says in verse number 7. He says, I will shake all nations, the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. He said, I'm not only going to minister in it. Praise God, hey, when you get this thing built, you may not think it's much now, praise God, but it'll be all right when I fill it up. When the glory of God fills it up, praise God, it'll be looking good. Amen, amen, praise the Lord. Things will be looking up, looking better then. He says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Praise God. Said, you think you're poor and you ain't got nothing. Praise God. Hey, I've got it all. What do you need? Amen. He said, in the glory of this latter house, now watch this, shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. So He said, if you'll just be strong, praise God. He said, I'll come in, I'll minister to you, and I've got the means, I've got what you need, praise God, and this house is going to be full of the presence of God. And He said, when it's all said and done, He said, this place will be it'll be greater than the former house. It'll be a place where the Lord of hosts is. It'll be a place that'll give us peace. Praise God, saith the Lord of hosts. If you'll notice in here, the Lord of hosts just keeps speaking here. Amen. The Lord of hosts is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus comes in the house, praise God, the house is full of glory. Amen. The one thing that Jesus had to lay aside when He came and was born as a babe in a manger in Bethlehem was His glory. He had to lay aside that glory. Amen. Praise God. But He says when He comes, praise God, He's coming in all His glory and all His splendor. He's going to fill the house with the glory of God. I tell you what, I don't know about you, praise God, when the house gets full of glory of God, things start looking good. Amen. All the hardships and all the poorness and the poor mouth and praise God and all the discouragement and the leadership, praise God, it just fades away and the whole house is just filled with the praises of God. Amen. The Lord said, be strong. Be strong. Then He says to be clean. Amen. Praise God. If you get strong in the Lord, praise God, He'll help you clean up. He'll clean your act up. And he's talking to these priests here. And the Lord said, verse 11 said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law. He said, ask him about the law. Talk to him about the law. What does the law say? Amen. And he says, if one bear a holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered him, what'd they say? They said, well, of course not. Amen. Praise God. That stuff, just by touching it, praise God, it's not going to be made holy by touching it. Amen. And no matter whether that holy flesh, praise God, in the garment of that priest, praise God, if it touches up, it's that stuff's not going to be made holy. Because what there is holy, praise God, that sacrifice is what's holy. He said, then said Haggai, if one that is unclean be a dead body touch and any of these things, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. So he said, hey, listen, that sacrifice touches other things, it won't make them clean. But praise God, uncleanness, praise God, will make other things unclean. So the Lord's teaching them here the law, praise God, that's just something they should have knew. And praise God. He said, if you're going to be clean, praise God, you're going to profess to be clean, but profess to be a child of God. He said, then you got to keep yourself clean. Amen. That unclean, that clean things won't make unthings clean. Unclean things clean. Praise God. But he said those unclean things will make things unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is every work of their hands at which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you consider for this day and upward, for before a stone is laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to press fat, for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. Amen? You know what he said here? He said, hey, listen, when you go up to the threshing floor, and praise God, you've got all these wheats here. He said, you've got 20 measures of wheat there. And boy, you think, glory, hallelujah, look what God has blessed me with. He said, but by the time you get through threshing those, he said, you only got a half of them left. Amen. And he said, you go to that part of the wine fat, by the time it's pressed, praise God, and you thank you, 50 vessels, praise God, by the time it's all said and done, you've only got 20. He said, so you may think, praise God, that there's a whole lot there, but praise God, there's not as much as you think. Amen. It's going to be less. He said, I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and all the labors of your hands, yet you turn not to me, saith the Lord. So he's telling these priests, he said, you need to be clean. Amen. Amen. In other words, he said, you can't share holiness with somebody, praise God. Holiness has to be something that you possess yourself. Holiness has to be something that's a part of who you are. I've heard so many times people say, well, you know, my mom or papa was a great warrior for Christ. Sure, good, praise the Lord. But that won't make you holy and clean. That won't help you, praise God, get to heaven. Amen. We can't go on somebody else's skirt tail. We have to go on our own merit, praise God. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Couldn't share holiness, praise God. But we could sure share sin. You can spread sin like crazy. Amen. Sin's easy to spread. You just start dabbling in it and living in it, praise God, and it'll follow you everywhere you go. And it'll ooze out on everybody that you come in contact with. That's just the way sin works. But he says, if we'll be strong, the Lord says, if we'll be clean. Now listen to what he says. Verse 18. He said, consider now from this day and forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, even from the day of that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Now look at the questions he asked them here. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. Amen. He said, hey, listen, hey, and you know what? All they had to do is go look in the barn. Amen. He said, hey, listen, is this stuff there? Praise God, go look in the barn. Praise God, of course it ain't. It's done been gone a long time ago. Amen. But the Lord brings his question to get him to start thinking. But he said, from this day, you know what he's saying? He said, if you'll return to me, if you'll follow me, if you'll listen to me, from this day, I'll start blessing you. You don't have to worry about what's in the barn, praise God. I'll take care of it. He said, I'd minister to you. And he said, I will bless you. Amen. Hey, if I'm going to be ministered to, I want the Lord to minister to me. Amen. And if I'm going to be blessed, I want the Lord to bless me. Praise God. Because it's a full blessing when God blesses us. Amen. They returned to the Lord. And when they returned to the Lord, God promised them His blessings. You can't get no better than that. When God says if we'll be strong, and He said if we'll just clean our act up, praise God, and just come and return to the Lord, get close to God, walk with the Lord, listen to what He says to us. Amen. If you forget about all that stuff in the past and just allow God to bless you. Just come under the manifold of the blessings of God. He said, preacher, you're preaching a health and wealth. No, I'm just preaching a holy and a righteous God. Amen. One who's made us some great and exceeding precious promises, and He'll keep His promise. He said, if we'll be strong and not be afraid. He said, if we'll just be clean and live for the Lord. Amen. Keep ourselves pure. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He wouldn't ask us to do something He wouldn't help us to do. That He will equip us to do. Amen. So He says to be strong. He says to be clean. But He also says to be encouraged. In verse number 20, He's talking to Zerubbabel, the governor. And it's and if you'll notice, He's talking about the time frame is the same time and the same day. And He says, speak unto Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Amen. And He can. God can shake the heavens and the earth. He does. He's doing that right now. He's trying to get our attention. There's things going around, going on all over the world, praise God, that's never happened. Things that's happened, never happened in these places before. It says things happen in diverse places, different than before. And we're seeing it take place. He said, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Now, I want to slow down right here. I want you to look at something. Now, he said, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Notice that throne is a singular throne. Amen? It's a singular throne. It's not the thrones of kingdoms. But he said, it's the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots. Now notice who's doing this. Amen. It's not the armies of the world. It's not the potentates. It's not the princes. It's not the presidents of the world and the princes of the world. It's God Almighty. It's the Lord of hosts that's speaking. And He said, I'll shake the heavens. I'll shake the earth. I'll overthrow the throne of kingdoms, praise God. And I will destroy the strength of kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots and they that ride in them and the horses and the riders shall come down every one by the sword of his brother. Amen. He said, I'm going to take care of this mess once and for all. Praise God. You say, preacher, how does this all fit in? Well, Zerubbabel, if you know Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel was in line with the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in the lineage of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And what he's saying, what Haggai is telling us here, he's prophesying, praise God, of the Messiah to come, praise God. This governor they speak about is a type of Lord Jesus Christ as we can see him as he rises up, praise God, and he sets up a power and he builds up his kingdom. A throne, praise God. He said it was the throne of David that would be established, and it would be established forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And through Zerubbabel, this governor, praise God, of Judah. In Matthew chapter number 1, it's going through the lineage of the king of David. Verse number 12 says, after they had were brought to Babylon... Just here we are in Babylon. Jehoiakim begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. And Zerubbabel got Abad. See, there he is right there, Zerubbabel. Amen? This is this prince, this is this governor that was promised, that was in line, Lord Jesus Christ. He said in the latter days, praise God, that he would overthrow the Gentile powers. And he would set up a throne, not thrones, but he said he would set up a throne of kingdoms. That he had destroyed the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. In the latter days, overthrow Gentile powers. He would restore the line of David. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And he said a governor. Amen. Now, Zerubbabel thought that his work was unimportant. Hello? I wonder how many of us today think our work is unimportant. Yeah, preacher, right, what I do don't really matter. Really? Amen. That's what Zerubbabel thought. He thought his work didn't really matter. Amen. Praise God. The Lord said, hey, listen, Haggai said, listen, Zerubbabel, you got to rise up and you got to encourage the people and you got to get this temple built where God can move in. Praise God. His presence can be with the people and they can be encouraged. And Lord, you got to encourage yourself and the Lord. And Zerubbabel said, well, Brother Billy said, well, what's the use? This old temple, said, it's just an ordinary temple. Ain't nothing special about it. Amen. I want to say there's nothing ordinary about the things that God does. Amen. There's nothing ordinary about the power of God, His presence in the house. Amen. But he said, this temple is just ordinary temple. It's nothing to write home about. He said, besides that, look at the nation of Israel. Praise God. It's just a little bitty, teeny, tiny amount of people. They're just a speck on the map. Ain't nothing spectacular about them. You got an ordinary temple and a small nation, and not to mention a weak nation, so they don't have no power. We don't have no rights or no authority or nothing. So what do we got to write home about? Amen. But he didn't realize that he was part of God's big plan. Amen. Hey, listen, you, me, us, we are part of God's big plan. God don't plan little. God plans big. How do you know? Because His plans are for eternity. Amen. Praise God. That's a pretty long time. Yes. That's longer than Brother Bill's been alive.
Amen.
Just a little bit.
3 days.
Amen. 3 days. Amen. But he said, listen, it doesn't seem like a big thing, but he said, praise God, you're going to be a part of the things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said he's going to lead to one day, praise God, the coming Messiah that's coming. Amen. I read in your here in Matthew, praise God. He said one day you're going to be in the line and the lineage of the Messiah. And I probably was Zerubbabel. He probably said, oh yeah, right. Like my family's going to be in the lineage of Christ, the anointed one of God, right? Amen. He said you can be because you're part of God. But he said, not only can you, you're going to be. He never thought he was. How many times the devil come along and say, well, listen, you're not important, you don't matter. But I want to say in the eyes of an almighty God, you're part of His plan. And there's nothing small about the plan of God. God's plan's magnificent. It's big. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So your part, what do we do for God? Amen. To be an encourager, to be encouraged. We've got to be encouraged so we can encourage others along the way. Amen. Praise God. Realize you're not insignificant and you're not unimportant. Every person in this place is important. Amen. We're all part of God's plan, working together for God's glory. Amen. Verse 23, he says, it's in that day, saith the Lord of hosts. There it is again. Now watch this. He said, will I take thee? Amen. The Lord said, I'm going to take you, Zerubbabel. O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet. For I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. He said, no matter how it appears to you, no matter how insignificant it might seem, no matter how hard it might seem to be, no matter how hard, how strenuous the work might be, He said, just continue on in the work of the Lord. And said, it'll all be worthwhile one day. Praise God. When God's recording down what we do for Him every day. Looks down on us and you say, well, preacher, all I've done is, called somebody and tried to encourage them, tell them I was praying for them. You know what God does? He nudges them, says, hey, write that down in the book. Amen. Write that down. Say, preacher, I didn't think it really mattered much. Praise God, it matters. It's a significant part, praise God. No matter how small it appears to you. But he tells him here, Zerubbabel, he says, hey, listen, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be an encourager. Take courage yourself. You're in the line and being a part of God's big plan. Even a plan to the Messiah, to the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. So what is he saying? He said, he says, praise God. He said, just be strong. He said, just be clean and just be encouraged. And just keep working. Keep pressing on, praise God, for the cause of Christ. We need to lift him. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Every day, church, we need to be lifting up the name of Jesus. Building, praise God. Just like they wanted them to build that temple so it'd be a place for the presence of God. What about these souls? They're temples. They're temples of the Holy Spirit once they're saved. Now they're a temple of Satan. The ones that's unsaved. And they need to be cleaned out. Amen. We got to be strong and we got to show them the Lord. We got to encourage them to get in. So that they can be saved, praise God, so that they can become clean. So that the Holy Ghost can clean them out, clean them up from the inside out. I tell you, I think we fret and worry about too much about the outside and the inside's rotten. Amen. We need a good cleansing on. Everybody needs a good cleaning on the inside. And then the outside starts looking better. Amen. But he told Zerubbabel, he said, listen, said the governor, he said, hey, listen, just go ahead, just stand up and be encouraged and be an encourager to the people. You reckon he did? Amen. Praise the Lord. He began to encourage. He began to take it. Why? How do you know? Because they built the temple. They began to build on the temple, praise God. They tried to finish that work of God. And you know what they're doing over in Jerusalem today? They're talking about building that temple. Building that third temple, praise God, for the glory of God. Building a temple, amen, over there to worship the Lord in. They said they're trying to make a pact now to where they can divide the Holy Mount in half. Amen. Divide the Holy Mount in half and begin to worship God again on that Holy Mount. Praise God. That falls in line with what you said. Well, preacher, can God keep His promise? He said, that's exactly what Haggai was promising them. And God keeping His promise even today. God's making things happen, but most of all, God's saving old sinners, giving them a place where they can come in, praise God, and offer them peace, hope, encouragement, and a prosperity in the land. Because He said, I'll be a minister to them, and I'll take care of you if you'll let me.